today, praise God, as we look at, amen, praise God, the idea, praise God, of, amen, assurance, praise God. It is an idea, praise God, that, amen, we have removed doubt because, amen, we have been, as it were, praise God, assured, amen, praise God, of whatever action it is that we need to be taken in our behalf. And because we have assurance, praise God, that, amen, praise God, that action is going to move in our favor, then, praise God, we are, amen, not alarmed. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God, we are able, praise God, to face our, amen, difficulties, amen, and circumstances because we have an assurance. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. The world, praise God, will liberally give assurances, but, amen, they are not always able to follow up and, amen, to stand up to the assurances that they have given. Amen. They promise that they will, praise God, be there. They promise that they will see you through. They promise that they will, amen, meet their obligations. And even sometimes when well-intended, they are still not able, praise God, to do what they have assured you that they would do. Amen. We thank God that our God is not such a one as the world. Because whatever God promises us, He's able to deliver. Amen. Praise God. His hand is never short. His eye, amen, praise God, is never short-sighted or closed. Can you say amen? God is always able to deliver whatever He has promised. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. And so, praise God, because of who our God is and because of the reality of His promises, we have, amen, praise God, the assurances from God that He is a faithful God, a good God, and a God that will never fail us. Can we say amen? And as we come into the context of this familiar passage of Scripture on today, amen, praise God, we see, praise God, that God has wrought a mighty work, praise God, to bring Israel out of some 430 years bondage. Amen. He has wrought judgment upon all of the gods of the Egyptians. He has cut off all of their firstborn. Can you say amen? And Israel, praise God, a nation, praise God, that was in captivity for all of these years, amen, praise God, are allowed by God simply to march out of captivity. Can you say amen? There are those who held them in bondage, praise God, amen, praise God, now stand as it were in awe of them. And amen, praise God, God had commanded, praise God, the Egyptians, praise God, amen, because, amen, He had told His people, ask them, can you say amen? And amen, as the slaves departed, they asked of their masters, praise God, amen, that they might borrow this and that, amen, praise God. And God, amen, praise God, who had humbled their masters, amen, through those, amen, praise God, that had held them in captivity, all of these years, gave them gold and gave them fine linen, and amen, praise God, put, amen, praise God, these things into their hand and urged them, praise God, out of bondage. Can you say amen? Amen. Nobody, tell your neighbor, nobody can deliver like God can deliver. Hallelujah. Nobody shot an arrow, but the power of God loosed their shackles. Can you say amen? Nobody threw a spear, praise God, but the power of God brought Israel out of a bondage. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God, as amen, praise God, Israel is to leave bondage, amen, God is mindful of them. Can we say amen? Tell your neighbor, God is always always mindful of us because he knows that we don't know the way. God knows where he wants to bring us to, but we don't know the way to get there. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God wants to bring you to higher heights. He wants to bring you to deeper depths. But amen, praise God, you don't know how, amen, praise God, you're going to arrive at the place that God wants you to go. Amen. You don't know the valleys that may await you. You don't know the storms that, amen, praise God, may attend you. You don't know the battles, praise God, that you might have to fight getting to where God wants you to be. Can you say amen? But I'm here to submit to you that if God said, I will take you there, that ought to be enough. Amen. Praise God. If God be for us, then we can appreciate it's more than the world. Amen. Praise God. Against us. Can we say amen? And so, praise God. Amen. Israel, praise God, is, hallelujah, not, as it were, sent to a land of promise, but God will lead them to a land of promise. Tell your neighbor, God will never send you, amen, but he will always lead and guide you. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you don't know the way. You don't know the perils. You don't know the pitfalls. You don't know what you gotta watch out for, but God knows. And so because he knows, we are charged then to follow him. Amen. Praise God. He always knows where he is going. You ought to give him praise. Can you say amen? And so praise God as hallelujah, praise God, God leads Israel out of bondage. Hallelujah, praise God. He has a course for them to follow. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God. From the day that they stepped foot out of bondage, God was always a step ahead of them. Amen. Tell your neighbor, God already knew where he would bring them. Tell your neighbor, God already knows where he will bring you. Can you say amen? He already knows every one of your tomorrows, every one of my tomorrows. God already knows. Can you say amen? And so, praise God, amen, he is never, praise God, concerned or surprised about our circumstances because he already knew. Can you say amen? And because God knows, amen, we are expected, amen, to put our confidence in the one who knows. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, I don't know, but I know to put my confidence in the one who does know. Amen. I don't know, but I know the God I serve. He knows. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. And so, praise God, in the way that God would bring them, which would not be the shortest way, hallelujah, along the coast, because he did not want Israel right away to see warfare. Amen. Praise God. Tell your neighbor, they would have to fight, but not right now. Tell your neighbor, praise God, there are sometimes, amen, you're going to have to fight, but sometimes it ain't right now. Can you say amen? But amen, praise God, hallelujah, he led them, hallelujah, in the way that he had designed. And the way God had designed, praise God, was to bring them into a place where there was an obstacle in front of them. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God brought them in a place where, praise God, they couldn't see how they were going to where they needed to get to. All they could see was the obstacle in front of them. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. And amen, praise God, as they surveyed, no doubt,
their circumstances and they would look to the left, there would be mountains. Can you say amen? As they look to the right, there would be mountains. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God, the course that was ahead of them was blocked. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. By, amen, the Red Sea. Yeah. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Meanwhile, the ruler of Egypt, whose heart is being hardened because he has let all of these people go. Can you say amen? Reasons, praise God, in his mind that the God that they're following, amen, don't know what he's doing because he's taking them out in the way of the wilderness. And I know that way. Can you say amen? And I know there are mountains, and I know there is a Red Sea, and I know that if they go that way, they will be entangled in the wilderness. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, praise God. Hallelujah. They, that is the world. Amen. They know about your God, but they don't know your God. Tell your neighbor, they know about your God, but they don't know your God. Amen. Our God, the one that we serve, amen, praise God, is not limited. Amen, praise God, by mountains. And he's not limited by Red Seas. But amen, he's able to make a way even in the wilderness. Y'all ought to praise him. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. And so, hallelujah, if I find myself in a wilderness while following God, I need not be concerned. Can you say amen? If I can't see how I'm going to make it while following God, I need not be concerned. Can you say amen? When I look to the left and there's no way, and I look to the right and there is no way, can you say amen? Even though I cannot see a way, I need not be concerned. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. You ought to be able to praise him when you can't see how you're going to make it. You ought to be able to praise him when it looks like the mountains are too high. Can you say amen? Amen. That works bad enough. Can you say amen? But the devil thought, amen, he had, amen, more insight than God. But tell your neighbor, God can make the way as he go. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, he don't have to go in a way that is already made, because he's a way maker. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, my God can make the way as he go. Can you say amen? Yesterday, it wasn't no way, but today, God opened up a way. Can you say amen? So don't get discouraged just because you don't see. Amen. God is looking out for you. You ain't got to see. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. They, that is Israel, look back and they saw the cloud of dust, amen, of the enemy approaching. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Our way forward is blocked. We're hemmed in, as it were, by mountains on either side. Can you say amen? But how did I get to where I am? I got here following God. Can you say amen? And there is a blessing, assurance, that if we follow God, it doesn't matter if I go in valley. It doesn't matter if I'm in darkness. It does not matter if my way seem to be blocked before me. I know my God is able to make a way out of no way. You ought to give him a praise. Can you say amen? It is a blessed assurance to know that our God has no failure in him. Can you say amen? But when Israel looked back and they saw the enemy coming, and they looked forward and they saw no way of escape, their heart was troubled. Can you say amen? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Don't accuse God. Can you say amen before you see him work? Can you say amen? Don't say what God can't do until you see what he can do. Don't give up on God. Can you say amen? Because he is God. And beside him, there is no other. And even though I got a reason in my mind to be afraid because of the promise of God, because of the assurance that God has given me, amen, I will bring you unto a land flowing with milk and honey. I will lead you. I will guide you. I will direct your path. I'll be before you. A pillar of cloud by day. I'll be before you. A pillar of fire by night. I want you to see that I'm there to lead you every day. Hallelujah. I want you to know that I'm on your side. I want you to believe that I will fight in your behalf. Anybody believe that the God of the whole universe will fight for little old you? If you believe it, you ought to pray for him. Can you say amen? If they were troubled, can you say amen? When they looked around, can you say thank you, Jesus? Moses let them know. Can you say amen? God's going to do something for you today. Can you say amen? Amen. If God's going to do something for me today, why should I worry today? Can you say amen? How many believe? How many know? God already done something for you today. Can you say amen? You ain't got to wait another minute. You can already praise him for what he already done for you today. Can you say amen? Today, he allowed me to take another breath. Today, he allowed me to open my eyes. Today, he kept my mind. Today, he brought me into the house of God. Today, he gave me another opportunity to give him the glory. Can you say amen? And so Moses tell Israel, amen, you're going to see, amen, what God will do for you today. But what you need to do is not be afraid. Tell your neighbor, fear got to go. Tell your neighbor, fear got to go. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, I don't need fear. It is not of God. Fear gotta go. Can you say amen? Tell your God, help me, Lord, to kick fear out, to put fear out, to turn fear out. But fear gotta go. Can you say amen? It try to take a hold of you, but you gotta shake it off. Can you say amen? Hallelujah, it doesn't matter what might be happening around you. Amen. God is still present to lead you. Can you say amen? And amen. You need not to fear. But what do you need to do? You need to stand still. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, amen, the enemy want us to react to fear. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the enemy want you to react to fear. Can you say amen? Just a side note. Hallelujah. Many times. Hallelujah. In amen. Traumatic. Amen. Praise God. Disasters. Amen. Praise God. Even as fire. Can you say amen? Amen. To cause fear. Grip the people. And panic. Begin to set in. Hallelujah. They trample one another. They run over one another. Can you say amen? Many times the people kill more people trying to get away, amen, from the danger than what, amen, they fear. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, don't run over your brother. Can you say amen? Cause you afraid. Don't, hallelujah, run over your sister. Cause you afraid. Don't trample nobody down. Cause you trying to get out because of fear. Can you say amen? But listen, God said, amen, stand still. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Sometime, amen, we can't see what God is doing because we're moving. Can you say amen? But there are times when you don't need to move. You need to just wait until God moves. And after God moves, then you will have your turn. Amen. To move. Moses said, stand still. Can you say amen? Don't be afraid, but stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Tell your neighbor, God can deliver. Can you say amen? It doesn't matter how their odds may be against you. God can deliver. Can we say amen? I want you to realize that amen, God, through Moses, invited Israel to look at their enemy. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, stop hiding. Can you say amen? Look at your enemy. Can you say amen? Turn around and face your opposition. Can you say amen? Because you know what? Amen. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Can you say amen? Moses tell Israel, turn around. Look at your enemy. Look at the multitude of chariots. Look at the armament that they have. Look at the desire to cut you down that is in their bosom. But God said, look at the enemy, because this gonna be your last. Look at the enemy. Y'all better praise him. Once God fill you with the Holy Ghost, stop looking at the power of the enemy. Can you say amen? Stop worrying about what the devil can do. Can you say amen? Because God told Israel, take a last look at these Egyptians. Because these Egyptians that you see today, you're not gonna see him again. No more. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. They did not know. Can you say amen? That the deliverance that would come to them from God would be the destruction of their enemy. I hope y'all hear me. Because the deliverance that comes to the church from God will be the destruction of your enemy. Can you say amen? Once God fill you with the Holy Ghost, once God redeem you out of the hand of the enemy, you can lift up your head and realize that there is, amen, no power in the enemy to defeat you. know there is a way. Can you say amen? And I heard Jesus say, I am the way.
You got a
why God sent the wind. Can you say amen? And divided the waters. They were able to watch. Can you say amen? As the water stood up in heaps and congealed. Can you say amen? They were able to watch when God froze the ground. Can you say amen? And it was dry. Can you say amen? By the breath of God. Can you say thank you, Jesus? God, amen, allowed Israel to see. While you're standing there, still you see me making a way for your deliverance. I challenge you at your Red Sea, if you would just take the time to consider, you would see God working in your behalf. You would realize the reason you're still standing is because of God's grace and His mercy. You will realize why you didn't turn around as God was holding you in the palm of His hand. You will realize, amen, that if you had tried to make it on your own, if you had run in flight because of fright, you would have drowned in the Red Sea. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, don't run in flight because of fright. Can you say amen? But stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. They saw
a way made.
Hallelujah.
Where there was no room,
witness.
They were able to see the waters stand up.
Hallelujah.
They were able to see the
ground.
Amen. Praise God. Frozen dry in front of
them.
Can you say amen? They were able to look on. Amen. Praise God. The deliverance that God had wrought. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God don't make a way for nothing.
Oh, hallelujah.
Can you hear
I'm telling you,
your
purpose.
Can you say amen? It's your salvation.
I'm telling you.
It's your deliverance.
Hey.
It's your way out.
I'm telling you.
Can you say amen?
Thank you.
So praise God. Not only did God make a way, but Israel had to go get in the way. Can you say amen? Yeah, they had to go walk in the way. Can you say amen? Why? Because to get from where, amen, praise God, the enemy is, to the other side, I got to go in the way. Tell your neighbor, it wasn't no way in the water. Ain't God good? The water was congealed. You couldn't get in there if you tried. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. You gonna try to cut through? No, you gotta go.
No.
You gonna try to check the shortcut? No, you gotta go. The only way over is the way that God has
made. 100%.
And amen. Praise God. And as Israel crossed over, coming out on the other side, can you say thank you, Jesus? The enemy supposes that he can catch you in the way.
That's what he thinks.
Tell your neighbor, this way is a highway. This way is an upright way. Amen. No unclean thing don't walk in this
way.
Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, no unclean thing.
No unclean.
Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. The enemy dared to think, amen, praise God, that he could capture God's people in the way. But if you stay
in the way,
the enemy can't catch
you. Can't do
it. If you stay in the way, he cannot capture. If you stay in the way, amen, the thing that bring you out will bring him down.
So,
I'm moving on to the end. As the day began to break, can you say, thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Israel, amen, praise God. Amen, praise God, is moving out on the other side. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Amen. Praise God. Now Pharaoh and his army are seeing sunrise. Mm-hmm. Can you say amen? Mm-hmm. But sunrise means morning heat.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Can you say
amen?
Mm-hmm. And as the sun comes up, the congealed water starts to soften. Can you say amen? The enemy is so focused on destruction.
Yeah, yeah.
He can't see God working. Can you say amen? God was working to bring them out, and God was working as he brought them out. Can you say amen? We live in a world right now where the world cannot see God working. He is working light.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Tell your neighbor, we will not
wait. Hey!
We will not wait.
My God.
Amen. Praise God. They see, amen, praise God, some earthquakes. And they see some fires. And they think this, that, and the other. But God is working.
Yes, he is.
He's working even now.
Amen.
And as he's working, praise God, he's drawing us closer. Because as we see the time approaching, amen, praise God, our heart get more set on where we are going.
Yeah.
We see that they evil all around us, but we know that God is still keeping us. Can you say amen?
Yes, Lord.
See, amen, praise God, people dying in malls and shopping centers. Amen, God is still covering us with grace and mercy. Every time we look around, we see goodness and mercy. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. And we, amen, praise God, sometimes got a lot, sometimes we got a little bit, but whatever we got is the blessing of God. Amen, that has been given to us. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Oh, you don't know how blessed you are. Your cool air conditioning. Can you say, you don't know? Can you say amen? You got your bill paid. You don't know. Can you get the food in the freezer? Can you say amen? Amen. You can go to McDonald's or somewhere because you just want to. Can you say amen? But you got food at the house. Amen. If you wanted to cook it, you could do that. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. God has provided for you. They came in. They came in. Can you say amen? They didn't notice. Amen. Praise God that the heat. Amen. Praise God it affected the wall of the water. They didn't notice that the heat had affected the frozen ground.
Yeah.
Can you say amen? And now the ground, amen, praise God, is yielding to the warmth of the morning sun. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Somewhere along the midst of the way in pursuit, amen, praise God, of Israel, chariots started to bog down. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen, praise God. An Egyptian said, amen, praise God, the wheels are coming off our chariots. Can you say amen? God is fighting for them. Tell your neighbor, my God is a man of war.
Yes, he is.
Tell your neighbor, my God is a man of war. You think God don't know how to fight? He know how to fight. You think he ain't got no strategy? He got strategy. You think he don't know how to win? He ain't never lost.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Somewhere in the middle. Amen, praise God. Amen, praise God. The wheels were bogging down. Amen, praise God. The wheels were falling off. An Egyptian said, the Lord is fighting for them. Can you say amen? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. But those strong Egyptian horses, amen, couldn't pull them through chariots through the mud. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor they were only to proceed so far. Amen, pray God. And they were all bogged down. And as they were bogged down, the walls of water, amen, praise God, that were, amen, praise God, congealed before. But now because of the heat, can you say amen? Because of the warmth of the morning sun, amen, trickles of water start to flow. Can you say amen? And a trickle in a minute turns, amen, praise God, to a gush of water. And in a minute, another river of water. And before they realize, the whole sea covered them. Can you say amen? And Israel looked back.
Sure did.
Amen, praise God. And saw the fulfillment of the word of God.
Amen.
For the Egyptians that they saw that day, they didn't see them again anymore. Because they were all dead.
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, God never missed.
No. He don't miss.
Tell your neighbor, God never missed.
Amen. Don't let him shoot at you.
Telling you.
He don't never
telling you.
Don't let him put you in the
I'm telling you.
Because God don't
never.
Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. As soon as Israel saw their enemy defeated, Miriam broke out the tabernacle.
Break it out.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Because when you see God overwhelmed
the
enemy, it's time to get
it God is.
Glory.
It is.
It's time to magnify him. Yeah. It's time to give him the glory. But it is a blessed assurance for the people of God to know, praise God, that the enemy can't go where you
go. No, I know.
The enemy can't sit where you sit. Because he's caused us to sit in the heavenly place.
Hallelujah.
Can you say amen? The enemy does not get the counsel that you get. Amen. Praise God. The enemy does not have the provision that you have. The enemy, praise God, amen, praise God, has no resources. Can you say amen? God has all of the resources. Can you say amen? And any resource the enemy get, amen, praise God, God gives it to them. Another point of note. Don't ever think, amen, praise God, that the United States of America will sell the weaponry and technology that protects this country to another country. They will sell them some. Can you say amen? But they will never get what we have. Can you say amen? So understand, amen, God will allow the enemy to have some power, but the enemy will never have the power or the protection that we have. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. So God already know. Ain't no weapon. Because I ain't give him nothing. Can you say amen? Ain't no weapon. Because what I gave him, he can't make nothing to bring you down. Can you say thank you to me? I'm your source. I'm your healer. I'm your deliverer. It is a blessed assurance. Amen, praise God. And we are to walk in this blessed assurance, knowing, praise God, that God is our keeper.
Yes.
God is our protector.
Yes.
He is our way maker.
Amen.
When trouble rise, stand still.
Amen.
When trouble rise, don't be afraid.
No, no.
When trouble rise, amen, praise God, be confident.
Hey.
When you cannot see a way, know who God is. He's the way maker. So then, praise God, you don't have to see it because God can make it as he goes. So don't take a thought about tomorrow. Can you say amen? Don't worry about tomorrow. Can you say amen? Amen. Pray, what are we going to eat? What are we going to drink? What are we going to put in our clothes? Why are you worried? Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. God is a way maker. And tomorrow, there will be food.
Amen.
Tomorrow, there will be clothing.
Yes.
Tomorrow, praise God, he will make a way.
Yes, he will.
Because he has given us through his word exceeding great and precious promises that by these we might be partakers of his divine nature. You don't have to worry because you have a blessing.
Assurance.
Heaven praise you.